Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
One of the major needs that women have is for their husband to be the loving initiator of the well-being of the home, the leader of the home, not to dominate her, not to be the boss, but to be the loving initiator. And one of the things is spirituality. A wife wants her husband to be the leader in going to church, in prayer, in the kids' spirituality. And that makes her feel secure, very secure, and meets a very deep need in her. Welcome to the Marriage Day Podcast. I'm Jimmy Evans. This is my wife, Karen. So glad that you've joined us today. And we're going to be talking today, Karen, about the subject of prayer and how important that is in our marriage. Now, we never prayed together for years in our marriage. And I remember the first time that we prayed together, we were fighting. We've been fighting for several days. Now, this is after the Lord had healed our marriage, but you were on my nerves for some reason. And we were fighting, literally, we were fighting for several days. And you wanted me to go to Bible study, like on a Wednesday night. And I said, no, that I wasn't going to go. And you went without me and you came home and I was sitting there and you walked in to sit down in front of me real seriously. And you said, Bob and Sarah Key were our Bible study leaders. And you said, when you got to Bible study that Sarah got you off the side and said, I had a dream about you and Jimmy. And there was a lion's head in your living room and it was roaring and it was trying to separate you. And because I was still mad at you when you came home and I thought, well, I'm not going to talk. But you sat down and you said, and Sarah said that we're supposed to hold hands and pray and bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Now, we had never done that. We had never prayed together. And my inclination at that time was, I just thought that's weird. I mean, I just didn't want to pick a fight with the devil. I just thought people who do all that spiritual warfare stuff, that's weird. But we held hands. And I prayed. I don't think that we had ever prayed together that I remember. And I said, in the name of Jesus, we bind you, Satan, over our home, and we command you to leave. Now, that instant, whatever was, I could not remember why we'd been fighting. There wasn't an issue that we were fighting about. We were just, you know, fighting. In the next instant, I remember, and the way I say it is, it's like somebody sprayed Lysol and turned the lights on. We had just been in this kind of a darkness spiritually. And that taught me about the power of a married couple praying together. And that became the first of many times we prayed.
Yeah, I remember that because I remember the look on your face when I told you that story. It's like it was like a light of hope in your eyes that there's hope that this isn't about us. It's about an enemy that wants to destroy our marriage. And it took the pressure off of you and I and put it back where it needed to be, that we do have an enemy that likes to, you know, come against marriages and families. And but as far as praying with you and I mean, I just think it's really important. I know that, you know, we started walking and praying. And, you know, you had your own quiet time. I had my quiet time. And then we just started walking and just praying every day together. And it bonds you together like nothing else, yeah. You know, and it's something so important that I think couples definitely should do together.
Well, and I think for men, men are emotionally modest. Women are physically modest, but emotionally you're immodest. Women talk about stuff that men would never talk about. But as men, we're not as physically modest, but we're very emotionally modest. And so it was embarrassing for me to think about praying for you because it kind of opened up something. But when we started praying together, it's the deepest level of intimacy. Spiritual intimacy is the deepest level of intimacy. And for all the guys out there, prayer, when women list their top 5 sex needs, prayer is one of them. Is praying together increases their comfortability with sexuality because it's spiritual intimacy. And there's a safety in that because we're inviting God into this.
Hey there, Jimmy Evans here. And today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth Bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35 for 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Well, I think that you go into it really well with the marriage retreat that we do. You know, we have the book for it. That if that's the main thing you're doing, you're praying because you're asking the Lord to bring you together for the vision of your marriage. And it takes prayer and it takes praying together. And I just think it's really powerful.
Well, Kinnear's talking about the vision retreat guidebook that we have. And our kids and us have done vision retreats for many years, going away together and spending 3 or 4 days praying. And talking half the day, praying and talking half the day, having fun. And then you can record everything that, you know, you've agreed on and prayed about. It's a very powerful thing. But talking about prayer, and one of the issues is men being the leaders in this area. When a woman has to be the kind of spiritual leader of the home, it's Debbie Downer. Because women want their husband, one of the major needs that women have is for their husband to be the loving initiator of the well-being of the home, the leader of the home, not to dominate her, not to be the boss, but to be the loving initiator. And one of the things is spirituality. A wife wants her husband to be the leader in going to church, in prayer, in the kids' spirituality. And that makes her feel secure, very secure, and meets a very deep need in her. And so I encourage all the men, you know, if you're a woman and you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, well, my husband doesn't do that, talk to him very politely about it and then just pray for him. That's what you did for me. You went to a Bible study when I was being a rat, and you went to this Bible study and they taught you how to pray for your husband when I wasn't a good husband. And that, I really believe that's what introduced God into our marriage to change me.
Well, I think it's what brings you closer to the Lord, too, because then you start seeing answers to prayer.
Yeah.
And you realize that it really does matter, that prayer does matter. And it's very powerful to see God move in your life, and especially like how he changed you. I mean, he changed me, he changed you, and it's all through the beginning of prayer.
Well, so we started praying together that one time when you went to the Bible study and came back. And we didn't pray all the time together. Then when we started walking, our kids were real little because we had a dog named Hunter that lived for 15 years, and we walked with him for 15 years just about every morning. And we would talk for 45 minutes and pray for 45 minutes for all of those years. And the thing I would say about praying together is the intimacy factor. But the other thing is, you know, if you don't pray, you're going to worry. The years that we walked, and we still walk together in the morning. But when, the years that we walked together when our kids were growing up, they were the most stressful years of our lives. Financially, we had little kids and teenagers. The ministry was growing. The church was growing. The ministry was growing very dramatically. But I'm not saying we would have gotten divorced if we wouldn't have prayed, but there would have been a lot of tension. But the other thing, Karen, is we saw so many answered prayers. For our kids, for everything. And so when you pray together, you're inviting God into the relationship, and God does miracles. God does things for us that we can't do. Just financially, if you don't pray, you're going to worry. And if you worry, you're going to have stress, you're going to have fighting. But when you pray and you trust God to do things for you that only He can do, see, Jesus said, if two on earth would agree together as touching anything that they would ask, it will be done for them by my Heavenly Father. Okay, so two means a couple. When you're a married couple, you can claim that scripture. See, that scripture, that promise isn't made for one person. It's made for two. Doesn't mean that God doesn't hear our prayers when we're praying by ourselves, but there's power in agreement. So when you come together as a married couple and you agree for your children, and our children went through all the phases that every child goes through, and you pray for your kids, and you pray for your finances, and you pray for your everything, your schedule, everything, that God does miracles, and it bonds you together. And we can go back into our family for all those years that we were praying, and we know, we saw the miracles God did for us through that. So we just encourage everybody to really, really take this seriously. Go to church. Have your quiet times together every day. Read your Bible and pray individually every day. Have a time that you pray together at least once a week, especially when you're going through stuff, when you're making big decisions. Sit down and pray about it. Don't just get by yourself.
I agree.
We hope this has been helpful for you today. We hope that you're, as a couple, you know, the family that prays together stays together. That's the old saying, and it's really true. Whenever you pray and trust God, it's going to develop a level of intimacy between you that, honestly, it is the deepest level of intimacy, and it builds the foundation for every other area of your marriage to be blessed. So we hope that this has encouraged you today. We'll see you next time here on Marriage Day Podcast.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with Exo Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today Podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today Podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out exomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.